Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trusted, AM 1400, FM 93.3. I'm Tom Davis. We've got a Community Connection double feature, and we're going to start out with our city councilor here, James Curd. And first of all, welcome. How you doing there, young man?
Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's a little too wet to golf.
It's too wet to golf today. And more coming, apparently.
Yeah. So how are we doing with the city? What's going on?
To recap our meeting last night, we had a four-hour marathon meeting with a budget workshop. We went over our budget. We went over utility rate increases. We went over the federal government and a CARES package is giving the city around $5.9 million over 2 years. Mm-hmm. We've discussed raising, raising our pay rates for many of our city employees that are behind peer cities that we compete with for staff every day. So we went well into the night last night and had a great discussion on a lot of things, but it was a lot to take in for all the councilors. It was definitely feeding from a fire hose last night. We had a lot of numbers floating around, but a lot of credit goes to our city staff to compile the budgets, 600 pages. Jason Munsinger and Mike Bailey and a couple of accountants there that do the work for the city did an outstanding job, and we had a great meeting.
Wow, that's you said, we need 4 hours and numbers, you know, word problems.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. It was very positive, and we've got a good outlook for the city for next year. We've continuing operations the same way. Our sales tax is in stable shape right now. In fact, we probably had last month one of our biggest sales tax months we've had due to the government money that's out there that's been incentive money or the...
Yeah, the Rescue America plan.
Yes. Yeah. And so people are spending money, and it's showing up in our sales tax.
Didn't hurt that we have a bunch of visitors in our hotels either.
It doesn't hurt to have a movie here and visitors here. So, and we've got other great activities coming in June with Sunfest and things. So, you know, our sales tax outlook is positive, but we've put a budget together with a zero growth in sales tax next year to be cautious because we really don't know what lies ahead this next year coming out of COVID.
Now, some people would take a look at that 600-page idea of how to spend money and say that's a problem. Others see this as an opportunity for the city to really be all it can be.
Sure. I mean, we have one of the best budget documents there is. It takes a lot of time to compile, but it's a great framework that they go through every year. Mm-hmm. For us that have been on the council, we're familiar how it works. We're not necessarily involved in the daily operations, but we get to look at everything down to pens and paper that they pay. So we get a very in-depth view of how the city operates, and a lot of credit goes to them for managing the operations that they do on a daily basis. So we've got a good budget in front of us, a good idea. The council has yet to approve it, but we're going to, in our next meeting, go through any final changes we want to do and approve the budget.
Now, you were talking about a lot of the commissions and, of course, staff and everything. These are the people that actually have the eyes right there on the ground.
Yes, sir.
Bring all this to you.
Yes, sir.
I understand that we have some boards and some commissions that may still need some members. Is that correct?
We do. We have openings on several of our commissions, and I didn't bring a list of those today.
But we can get them at the website.
We can get them at the website, and I'm just going to pass along one important thing from our budget last night.
Yeah.
Is that we did part of the raising our pay for our peer group within our employees was certainly to address our firemen and police, so we can recruit better in those departments. And mm-hmm. both of those departments will increase. They've got proposed increases of over 10% in their pay scale. So we'll hopefully pay better with this money coming in from the government, and we'll be able to recruit better so that we can keep our firefighter staffed and keep our police department staffed.
You know, during COVID, I have to commend both the council and the respective unions, because they saw what was going on. They saw the situation we were in, and everybody just kind of really kept it cool as far as negotiations.
I agree.
Hats off.
Thank you. I think a lot of that credit goes to Mike Bailey for the administration side and Mayor Copeland. I think we had great leadership during this time, and it did all work out. We were all walking in the dark, so to speak, in new territory that none of us have been in, but certainly we came through it in great shape. We were able to help businesses locally through it. We did a lot of things on the economic development side, and we've done a lot of things through the city side to help with utility increases and rent payments and things like that. We've done a lot to really get us through this time, and it's been good leadership on the city's behalf.
What else is cooking at the city? You see, I asked this of a restaurateur. What else is going on at the city?
Well, I'll tell you, that's all I have much in my brain sitting there for 9 or 4 hours last night. But the city is in, I think, in relatively good shape with the movie going on, and we've got our festivals coming up, Sunfest coming up. We're coming into it's been not a very good spring weather-wise, but it's going to be a nice coming out of COVID to get back to normal with some of our normal festivals and things that we do here in town.